Imagine being trapped in a rusted steel cage for 3 days beside a decomposing corpse, the Louisiana summer heat intensifying the horror with each passing hour. This is how we meet Sloane, known publicly as the Orb Weaver, but privately as Blackbird, a vigilante killer who targets the worst of humanity. Just as delirium sets in, salvation arrives in an unexpected form. Rowan, the infamous Boston butcher, whose Irish accent cuts through the heavy air as he frees her from captivity. Their first meal together unfolds in a weathered roadside diner, where they discuss their work in coded terms, while Sloane calculates the distance to every exit. The tension breaks when Rowan mentions a peculiar case, a phantom killer whose victims appear in national parks with crosses carved into their foreheads. His proposal is simple but intriguing. Work together to find this killer, turning their predatory skills toward a shared hunt. What begins as professional curiosity evolves into something far more complex. There's something magnetic about their connection, a shared understanding that normal people couldn't comprehend. As they plan their first move over apple pie, neither realizes they're beginning a 4-year dance of death, desire, and destruction that will reshape both their lives. The need to kill manifests as an unbearable itch for both Sloane and Rowan. Like addicts chasing a diminishing high, their usual methods no longer provide the same relief, with the calculated torture and final moment feeling increasingly muted. During late-night calls, Sloane confesses to Lark that something vital has been missing from recent kills. The competition with Rowan feels inspiring and like an adventure, breathing new life into her routine. She checks her phone constantly for his messages. Rowan plans their competition from his Scottish family home. When Sloane texts about being ahead with a macabre joke, his immediate grin reveals his deep investment in their connection. What begins as a numbers game evolves into something profound, a vital lifeline for two individuals defined by violence, but discovering that violence alone no longer satisfies. The competition begins at the Cunningham Inn in Ivydale, West Virginia. When Rowan appears, his Irish accent rolling through the lobby and magnetic grin lighting up his face, their chemistry crackles immediately. Dangerous electricity between two predators recognizing their own kind. Their first target, Francis Ross, the hotel proprietor, maintains peepholes throughout the rooms for voyeuristic entertainment. When Sloane storms toward Francis's house, Rowan tackles her into the grass. His protective instinct surfaces unexpectedly. He claims the kill with a quick kiss on her cheek before sprinting ahead. Rowan, enraged at Francis watching Sloane, beats him to death. When the red haze clears, he panics at Sloane's disappearance, only for her to emerge from the shadows, darkly amused that he's made Francis look like a Picasso. As the competition progresses, each kill brings them closer while highlighting their contrasting styles. Rowan's visceral and emotional, Sloane's coldly precise like a surgeon. For 4 years, Sloane and Rowan maintain their peculiar relationship, meeting annually for their killing competition while keeping emotional distance despite growing attraction. Their connection, retreat pattern, defines them. 6 months after witnessing Rowan's violent side with Francis, Sloane visits his Boston restaurant. After researching Three and Coach thoroughly, she enjoys a meal but panics when spotted, fleeing after leaving a raven drawing. Their reunion is awkwardly interrupted by Rowan's friend Anna, leaving Sloane mortified. Determined not to lose her, Rowan sends groceries to her address. When she calls about the delivery, he states, "I'm cooking with you." They begin cooking together over phone calls, sharing personal stories. Rowan reveals how cooking became his childhood escape, while Sloane admits art triggers difficult memories. Their tension peaks at the Best of Boston Gala, where Sloane wears a revealing oxblood velvet dress. His touch anchors her throughout the evening. When they dance, their intimacy intensifies with bodies pressed close. Just when it seems they might act on their attraction, Rowan whispers about killing a serial killer doctor present together. Sloane is crushed, believing she's misread his intentions completely. 4 months after the gala, Sloane and Rowan hunt Harvey Mead, a sadistic serial killer, at an isolated Texas farmhouse. Despite Rowan suggesting they just go for beers instead, Sloane remains determined, driven by the account of Harvey's latest victim, a 16-year-old girl who survived long enough to describe her torture. Inside, Sloane finds nightmarish scenes, a mummified corpse, walls of Polaroids showing tortured victims, and shelves of preserved body parts. In the surveillance room, monitors reveal Harvey approaching an unsuspecting Rowan with a meat cleaver. The confrontation turns brutal. Harvey's attack leaves Sloane with broken ribs, a punctured lung, and numerous injuries. Rowan drives her through the night to his brother Fionn, a doctor who won't ask questions. Seeing Sloane vulnerable, her control stripped away by pain and medication, forces Rowan to confront his deeper feelings. Their unexpected intimacy during recovery reveals their connection extends beyond their work as killers. After years of suppressed attraction, Sloane and Rowan's tension breaks during her recovery at Fionn's house. When Rowan expresses fear of losing her, she guides his hand to her heart and kisses him, igniting their long-denied passion. During their first intimate encounter, Rowan demands honesty, refusing to let her hide behind competition. "You want this? You want me? Then fucking tell me," he insists. He points to his tattoo of her artwork. "I would kill for you, and I have. I would die for you. I don't just like you, Sloane." She admits she more than likes him, but feels scared. They discuss their fears of destroying each other, agreeing they can overcome obstacles through communication, their first honest acknowledgement of their feelings. Later in Boston, Rowan surprises Sloane with his new restaurant, Butcher and Blackbird, decorated with elements representing them both. Overwhelmed, Sloane finally tells Rowan she loves him, and he reciprocates. Just as Sloane and Rowan settle into their life together, disaster strikes when David Miller forces Rowan at gunpoint to reject Sloane. Noticing inconsistencies, she reviews texts and security footage, realizing Rowan is in danger. At the restaurant, she finds Rowan bound, bleeding from where David has flayed strips of skin from his arm. Sloane pretends to join David before attacking, slashing his wrists with a concealed scalpel and driving it into his throat. After confirming David's death, she frees Rowan, who explains he rejected her only to protect her. Their story culminates in a macabre proposal. Rowan hides the engagement ring in a corpse's eye socket, which Sloane finds fucking perfect. His speech tells her how she transformed his life from numbness to excitement. They celebrate with an impromptu wedding at Cape Cod, surrounded by chosen family, proving that monsters can find love with the right monster, a bloody ever after for two predators who found their perfect partner.